Greetings from Dragonfly Cottage. It is Monday afternoon, the 22nd of July at 4:22 p.m. here on the coast of North Carolina. It is a wonderful sunny day after more rain over the weekend. I can just kind of hear the garden plants applauding the sun. It's been an awful lot of rainy gray days. And little Milagro, the baby bird that you've seen and heard me talk about, is so funny. He has his little home for the current time is a fish tank, you know, a long fish tank that has a hood and it's heated, and he has been sort of in a little nesty spot on one end. Now the bedding material and paper towels cover the entire tank and he's all over the place, and when he sees that it's about time to eat, he hops up and down, just hop 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 all over the place. He is going to be flying before I know it. I had to put him in a big, tall plastic container, not so big around, kind of like if you know the cardboard boxes that saltine crackers come in that have the four long individually wrapped packages of crackers. It's about that size, because I had to put him in there while I was cleaning out the tank and putting all clean bedding material and whatnot in it, because he would have hopped right out of the littler container that I had him in. So this little fella is just coming along, and it's so funny. As I approach the time, which I don't know when he'll be ready to take flight outside, I will be watching that very carefully soon, because it looks like he is a robin after all. I will have to start introducing, I'm sorry to put it this way, ick, some kind of insects or something or other. We're going to have to figure that out, because robins are not, you know, they like the bugs, not so much to put the seed out for them. So I will be doing that soon. And a woman wrote and she said, good luck with the releasing him, because she had hand-fed a little blue jay. And he grew all up and he could fly, and she released him, but he kept coming back to the door and carrying on so badly. When she opened the door, you have to have fed a baby bird to appreciate this. They get in a certain little stance with their, you know, kind of all hunched up with their little beaks wide open and just begging to be hand fed like a baby. Full grown bird. And she said, good luck with that. She said, and I've been trying really not to handle him as I would a baby parrot when I'm hand raising it, because with a baby parrot, you want to socialize them so they're comfortable with humans, but because they're going to live with humans. But the little wildlings need to be able to cross over to their life in the great outdoors. So I have been trying to be very careful about not overhandling him or whatever, but I'm telling you, when you're the food source, you're mama. And so I am doing my best here to see that he has a safe entrance into the wild when it is his time. And it was a busy working weekend here. I did a lot of writing, and I spoke last time about the blog entry that I was going to write and put up about the series of exercises that I called hurdles. I wrote that series of three exercises that go together as a set about 1990, when I was taught in my journal classes for 35 years, will be teaching again very soon. But that was the favorite set of exercises, and I still hear from people today from time to time that said they were so helpful. And I did indeed write that blog entry, and it went up yesterday. And you will find that at Maitri, M-A-I-T-R-I, at dragonflycottage.com. And you can have a look-see there, and already getting comments and people saying that it's very helpful, and they're going to put it in sort of their bag of tricks to help them through difficult times. It has surely helped me quite a bit. And further, I spoke last time about the work that I'm going to do, and I realize, and with a phone conversation that I had with a woman who designed my website and has become a very dear friend, and we met because she was a reader of my blog, Maitri's Heart, that is now migrated to the front of the new website. But she loved the writing, and she wrote me a lovely comment, and we kind of met through that, and I talked to her about the work that I want to do, and she really was very encouraging, and I realized that the answer to what I'm going to do can't come from outside. It has to come from inside me. And it has really blossomed in the last few days. There's a sense that I think when something is right, a sense of knowing, an inner peace begins to come in around it. And so I will indeed, starting September, do what I call Maitri's Inner Circle. And there are other women's circles out there. There are different types of women's forums and communities, and all wonderful. They all have a specific purpose and intent, and offer materials and different kinds of programs, and just a lot of wonderful resources out there. What I'm going to be doing is something that I've not ever seen anyplace else. And it's interesting because as I was speaking to my friend Angel today and telling her what I wanted to do, you know, she said something along the lines of, "You've got it. You already know what you want to do." And yes, I would personally love something like that because of all of the personal attention. And for me, what it is that I want to do, rather than, say, having a bunch of materials already lined up and set, and, you know, you sign up and you get the materials and there's the community and you can come into it and then kind of find your own way. I'm planning to now take up to 100 and no more women on a year-long journey where I will be in a forum with them to talk to them, to answer their questions, to facilitate conversations. All of that will be there, much as it is there are communities other places. The big difference is, in this community, my relationship with the women will be very personal. Every single week for a year, I will be doing a video just for them, about a half an hour or so long. I will be speaking to these women that I will be getting to know. I will be addressing their concerns. I will be answering their questions. Everything will be very much tailor-made for them. Each month, all year long, each month, a new ebook will be delivered to these women. And again, it will be very tailored to the needs, the interests of the women in the community. There are certainly going to be there's a theme, a structure to what the community represents, and that will be coming soon. But taking someone on an intimate personal journey, nurturing them, listening to them, witnessing them, is I think not something that is done in the way that I plan to do it. And it is who I am. I am a teacher of over 35 years of a very intimate spiritual healing journal process where small groups of about a dozen people would sit in a circle with me, and I would guide them into timed writings, not the kind that there is so much of today, that's wonderful, but geared more toward creative writing or journal keeping in a general sense. Each class had a theme, and the exercises took people very, very deep. And the journal process will be part of what these women in the community will be getting. Every week there will be journal exercises. Once a month there will be a call, a live call for people to take part in that will be like an open journal class. And I'm very excited about this because I think that I wondered with Facebook and other places like that if people thought, well, you know, they can just kind of get on there and chat for free. Well, they can, and I do, and I enjoy that. But as Angel pointed out today, there's chatting going on, but as far as very deep personal issues, it really doesn't feel like a safe space to do that, and it can be really random, and you don't get the personal attention of an experienced teacher and facilitator. And at 59, I do have and take a great deal of pride in my role as a crone, a woman who has come into her wisdom. Decades of learning and living, being a mother of three, a grandmother now, and having been trained and certified in several different modalities of healing, from being a Reiki master and a Shambhala master healer. And I will be doing Reiki healings, group energetic healings with the women in this community, as well as the journal keeping, as well as the very tender, nurturing, safe space that I want to create for the women. As this all takes shape and comes together, it just makes sense. If you look at the biography on my website, which, as I've said before, is kind of a non-traditional way to have approached putting together a bio, you can see that it has been an evolutionary process to come to this place. And oh, it feels so good to come to a sense of peace. This first year, the charter membership will be half the price that it will be in subsequent years. And there will be an offering for no more than 10 people who will have a, well, one might say premium membership. I don't like to put it that way, but that will be for people who will actually speak to me on the phone for 1 hour, once a month, all year. So that will be a one-on-one offering, and that will be very limited because of my own time and energy, and because these are people that I will also be taking on a year-long journey in a much deeper sense. I will be writing journal material for them specifically as an outcome of our phone conversation. I will follow up with journal exercises that are very, very specific for their needs. This will be a very, very deep process. So all of that is coming together, and I will be opening up applications and reservations in about a month, because it will start in September. So finally, after a very long time of research, prayer, meditation, counseling with other people, I have a session with a woman on Wednesday of this week to help form the business structure, and I will be having some intensive work with Fabeku in September. So all of this is, I just feel so happy and so at peace. Again, I think when you come to the place where there isn't that angsty sense of, oh, what shall I do, what shall I do? And all of a sudden it's, yes, this is it. That's where I've come. And I thank everybody that has helped me get there. So that has been what has been going on with me the last few days. Favorite night of the week coming up here this evening, Monday nights. My daughter Rachel comes over, and we have a little program we like to watch, and we're able to kind of laugh and talk and have a good old mom and daughter time, which is very special when your kids are adults and have their own families, to have a little special time together. That is really wonderful. So I look forward to that tonight, which is why I wanted to record a podcast earlier in the day, so the time doesn't get away from me. One of the things, I've got these little, I think I said the other day, I have this neat little program where I can create post-it notes that are like on my desktop all over the place. And I wrote one the other day I will share with you, because I'm just jotting down notes for my Truth Inner Circle. And this came to me, and I wrote, I want to celebrate growing older. Too many people die to their life long before it is time for them to die. And so that's a big part of what my work wants to be too, to help people celebrate where they are. We're all going to die someday, but boy, we don't, you know, we need to live while we're living and dig out those dreams and open our hearts to all the possibility that we have in our lives. And not just sort of in a general way, but okay, this is it. Where do we go now? Let's create this. Let's do this. So I really, that was really very meaningful to me. Don't die to your life before it's time for you to die. And I'm watching outside. I wish that I could do a video of this for you to see. You will have seen a picture somewhere along the line of my cottage. One of my cottage gardens, the one right outside my bedroom window, has a lime green picket fence around it, and it is so lushly planted. There are literally thousands of zinnias, cosmos, sky blue, salvia, sunflowers are coming up, all manner of things. And I don't plant this as a cutting garden. Somebody said the other day, oh, your house must be full of bouquets of flowers. Well, you know, because I garden all over my acre, there are flowers inside, with almost 100 roses planted. I do have roses, and I cut especially things like the bulbs that are, I plant, I have hundreds and hundreds of bulbs planted all over the place. Lilies, gladiolas, daylilies, those kind of things. I will cut some of those and bring them in. But the cottage garden flowers I plant for the insects, for the butterflies and the bees and the dragonflies and the hummingbirds. I think I mentioned the other day there was a hummingbird hovering, going from flower to flower to flower for a full 5 minutes. I just watched that hummingbird with just in awe. I couldn't believe that it didn't just kind of sip and flip off. But I do plant that garden for the wild creatures outdoors, as I do much of the planting here at Dragonfly Cottage. And there were so many butterflies out there today. It just looked like there were hundreds of them. They looked like they were dancing in the sky, flitting and twirling and looping, loop-de-loop. And the dragonflies were flitting about, and a hummingbird came. And there are bird feeders all over the place here, and wooden bluebird houses nailed to some places outside, some trees and so forth. And everything is just blooming up a storm. I went out and photographed quite a lot of roses today, and you've seen a number of the hibiscus moschitis, the great big gigantic blooms in reds and whites and pinks and sort of stripy colors, and a beautiful, beautiful soft plum. And those are every day, one drops and the next bud opens, great big giant fat buds. They're all over the place right now. And the herbs of the garden, it smells so good out there. There must be 10 different kinds of basils out there, and oregano and sage, and I grow quite a number of flavored mints. The chocolate mint is divine. Candy mint, peppermint, orange mint, grapefruit mint. These mints are just, just barely rub your fingers over them and the fragrance released in the air is just divine. And I grow quite a lot of scented geraniums. People use these in, there's rose scents and lime and orange, and there are nutty scents and all different. So with all the flavored mints and scented geraniums and basils, thyme, parsley, chives, lots of rosemary. I have rosemary planted all over the place here. I have a great big climbing rosemary, upright rosemary that's almost 4 feet tall. It's been covered in little blue flowers. I absolutely love rosemary. Just to brush past these herbs and scented geraniums while I'm outdoors on the deck, as I am about to be in a few minutes when I get done recording, to fill all the bird feeders out there. It's divine to smell all of the wonderful fragrances. And to go out there, I will also be nipping some basil to come in and saute in a little butter and make some scrambled eggs with basil and a little bit of cheese. That's one of my favorite dishes. It goes perfect with a glass of chilled white wine if you are akin to having that sort of thing. And I can't wait to some of the herbs are getting very large, and I will bring them in under lights over the winter. I am clearing the counter off that goes all the way down one side of my studio that has 5 sets of windows all the way down one wall. And there's a built-in counter with cabinets underneath, and I'm going to have some lights hung grow lights so that I can bring my herbs in. And dry herbs I make with the roses and herbs, potpourris, and I would love to make handmade soap, but I have too many friends that make it and sell them at such great prices with goat's milk and wonderful handmade soaps. Those are my very favorite things to shower with. But I've even thought about trying a hand at some jelly that people make them with actually the leaves of the scented geraniums. Quite beautiful. So it will be time to start hanging bunches of herbs and roses that I cut just to hang upside down to dry for the rose buds to go in the potpourri. And Miss Scarlet is starting to talk up there and sing a little bit and contribute to the conversation. The pugs have all been sleeping here around me as I record, which is nice. Earlier, the neighbors were out outside carrying on, hooping, hollering, and having a great time. And it's a joyful thing to hear. Drives the pugs nuts. Very difficult to record when the neighbors are outside playing, as they should be in the summertime. So, I feel such a sense of peace. It's just a wonderful day to sit here and be with you all. I kind of imagine everybody out there sitting in their respective places as they listen to the podcasts, maybe having a cup of coffee or tea or a glass of wine, or maybe sitting out in their garden, or even listening in the car. I have listened to podcasts that I enjoy on my phone, my Android phone, as I have driven down the street. I don't do much driving because I don't go many places. Or sitting out on a pretty day out on a bench in the garden. Kind of nice. So I would love to hear from any of you if you just like to write sometime to say hello and let me know where you are, where you're listening to the podcasts, and how things are going in your world. If you'd like to write to me, you can write Maitri, M-A-I-T-R-I, at dragonflycottage.com. Again, the website and the email address are the same, except the email has the at symbol, and the website has the word, A-T, at Maitri, at dragonflycottage.com. So that's it for today, and you will get to see a picture of the beautiful wisteria that is miraculously blooming again right now. And I hope you take special care and have a beautiful few days here. I'll be seeing you or talking to you again in about 3 days. And blessings and joy and farewell from Dragonfly Cottage.